I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve, the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't want the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, my set. I got the man mindset, my set. Got so many girls on deck, on deck. Cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Now I'm to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation, hella into blessings. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast, you wouldn't believe, that's right. So tell me if you're ready, we gon' get it poppin'. Ain't no doubt about it, you be taking with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
All right. What's going on, everybody? Boy, the Dean, class in session. I want to welcome you all to the show. How y'all guys doing? It's the Man Mindset Show, man. We are live. We're kicking it. And we want to give you guys a shout out. I got my other camera, man. So close up on me. I'm going to change that shit. Maybe I'll back up a little bit off the camera and shit. We want to welcome you all to the show and everything, to the Man Mindset. This show is very different from all the shows that are out there because we're getting deeper into the game of being a single-minded man. And everything we do here is 100% original, is 100% authentic. There's nobody out there really kicking what we're kicking as far as game, what we do and how we break it down. And as I said, everything is original. Well, let me load this down a little bit. As I said, as everything that we do is original. I'll give you a prime example because anybody uses this stuff, they know we're the first one. So this is what I created. All right. So that's what I'm showing you. Everything comes from the mind and then I put it together and break it down. But I'll show you that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, breaking that down. But before we get into all that, I want to welcome everybody that's here, everybody that's listening, everyone that's listening and later on listening. I want to say thank you very much. Hope you guys like, subscribe, and go ahead and get the notifications up. We appreciate that. But also one thing we want to say to everybody out there that that listens to this show, we want you to realize, again, we are the only ones on YouTube spitting out this kind of game. We're the only ones telling you to get in your car. We're the only ones telling you to go to the store. We're the only ones telling you to buy a 100-piece puzzle set. And we're the only ones that's telling you that this is the beginning process of Game going home and dumping all the pieces on a table, throwing the box away, and beginning the process. Nobody talks about that but us. So I just wanted to let you guys know what separates us from everybody else. Also, what we want you guys to do is, if you got the opportunity, go ahead and get your notebooks out. If you have a question, put a Q in there. If you guys have a text message, if you're having trouble with a woman, put a T in there. We do that. We're the first ones that do. We are the originators of all this. Start asking questions, texting, and also not necessarily the phone. We can't take the phone first or that, but we're the first ones to tell you guys to put a Q and put T's and S's and all that other stuff in there. We are the originators of this stuff. So with that being said, we want to keep everything going as we're doing. So other than that, man, let's get in. Let's get into the game. I'm sorry, guys. How can I forget? Shout out to everybody. Shout out to my dogs on the 307 that have the record. I always remember, I got to shout you guys out and say I appreciate you guys. Also, for you guys that's new here, I always love to let the moderators know, all my moderators, time out, then kick out, okay? Any disrespect, time out, kick out. But if someone has a disagreement, do not time them out because we have a disagreement. If they're allowed to challenge and ask questions, all right, moderators? So don't be like Bernie Dumbass L and kick somebody and time somebody out because he's asking a question. Do not do that or you will receive the same fate as he did. What I want to do is give a quick shout-out. God damn, dude, the Super Chats. All right, thank you, Ricky. I appreciate what you – Ricky, I appreciate the Super Chat. Thank you very much. Also, Visitor, thank you for the Super Chat very much. I appreciate that very much. So let's go ahead and get into this. You know, we had to do – I know a lot of y'all ready to get into this. And, we're doing this early because y'all going to be ready for the 4th of July and stuff like that. But we're talking about how the single-minded man attracts women, okay? All right. And GA, you can't. Okay. GA, here's the problem, brother. Let me say this to you. You don't have any game. You're not a student of mine. You don't have conversation class one. You don't have flirt the fuck. So you ain't doing anything. So please stop acting like you're even talking to women. You're not talking to any women, man. So please stop that shit. Okay. Please stop wasting our time with silly-ass questions when you're not even talking to women. It's the last time I'm going to tell you that. Do not come in here and act like you're doing stuff, okay? Hey, Barbarella, how you doing? Shout out, brother. How you doing, man? Barbarella, I hope you're a guy, man. I mean, you know, how you doing? But shout out to y'all guys. Let's get into it. So, you know, as I showed you guys before, I created this today to break down what it is we're going to talk about to show you guys that, you know, everything is in-house, okay? Everything we're doing is in-house. And as we talked about last night, and you guys, if you have a question, put a Q in there. We got you and appreciate everybody in there. And also, keep me up on the likes, and we'll knock that out. But also what we talked about yesterday before we wrapped up is basically how can you become attractive to a woman. But before we get into the how you can be attractive to a woman, I think you have to understand, and that's what we always start off with, is giving you understanding and clarity of why you guys are not attracted to, or not attractive to women. All right? And that goes back to My thing I made up right here. It goes back to this right here. This thing that I made up right here goes back to this. So let's look at it and let's just take it one bit at a time, because there's a lot of stuff on here and I want to break it down bit by bit. So let's not rush it, but let's go ahead and break it down piece by piece, bit by bit. So if we look at what I created, all right, this is what I created. Now, if we look at it, what we want to see is we want to look at the 10, 5, and 0. That's the level, okay? So what we want you guys to understand that there are things that's going on with you guys, and we'll talk with about the bottom half. Okay. Every woman out there, and this is the beautiful thing, even about today, every woman out there only seeps to the level of the surface dweller. And they may go a little bit above, and I'll talk about that in a second. But every woman seeps to the level of the surface dweller. And the most of the surface dwellers out there, their thinking is very low. Okay. Now before we break that down, but let's get into it, okay? Let's talk about it. All right, let me explain what I mean by what I'm saying about what's going on with the surface dwellers. A lot of these guys out here do not feel that they are worthy enough to get a woman. They're scared to talk to women. They don't know how to navigate themselves. They're always making blame. They're using fear, lack of confidence. So that's why most of these guys are on the same level as a woman, because on that level, it's more emotion. Anything below that 5 is more emotion. So a lot of you guys out there are driven by your emotion. You're driven by your outside. So if you look at 5 to 0, that's the I do guy. You're stuck in the world of I do's. And I do means as far as I need to get clothes, cars, and money. I need to try to impress the woman. I need to try to make the woman feel a certain way, okay? And now, again, this is no knock on you guys, but you need to understand why you're at where you're at and why she is at where she's at, but also why when she meets a real man, why the attraction changes, okay? Why it changes, all right? So we got to break this down. We have a little bit of time today. We're not going to be really long, but we're going to make sure we get this out, because we just don't want to rush this, okay? We don't want to rush this. So remember, guys, what I want y'all guys to do, if y'all are taking notes, I want you between 5 and 0, put I do. And between 10 and 5, put I am. And if you want to, I'll do it. You know what? Let me do it. Because I know y'all guys ain't going to do the shit right. So let me go ahead and do it. I'll change it, and I'll upload it again and put it up there while I'm talking to you guys, okay? I can multitask. So what we're saying is, and we want y'all to understand, because most of y'all guys are living in the I do world. And again, this should bring more clarity to you guys to understand why you're having the problems that you're having, because you're actually living outside of yourself, okay? You're actually living outside of yourself between the 5 and the 0 that we have. So we'll color that. Let's give it another color while we're doing this. Let's give it a bright Smurf blue. Give it a Smurf blue color. So let me go ahead and grab that one more time. So, guys, if you have any questions, please put a Q in there. If you want to call in, we got you covered. But this should be able to show you how things are working and why you guys are having the troubles that you are having because of your thought process, okay? And it is based on your thought process is why you're not getting what you want from women. Because the systematic thinking that you have, you're not a single-minded man. You are a conglomerate of a lot of things. And most guys, it's hard to say to themselves that, you know what, that, you know, I'm really the problem. And most people don't want to see themselves as a problem. Again, you know how it goes with everything. A lot of guys out there want to think that women are the problem, but I'm trying to show you where actually the problem is. And like I said before, a lot of people are not talking to you guys about this stuff. A lot of people are not making sure that you guys understand what it is you are and what you are and why you are. And that's what we're doing. So I added it now to it so y'all should see it better. So now what y'all can see now, okay, so now this is going to get deep. Remember, wait, before I say it again, guys, let me say it again, because nobody is talking about this. Nobody is talking about what we're about to discuss. Nobody is breaking this down. Nobody. This is what separates us. We are all in-house. We don't need to make up shit and talk about other people's talking points. We have our own, okay? So let's get into it. Now, first, let's take the woman. Now we can look at the woman first. And let me explain what I mean while we look at the woman. Even at the woman lives in the I do world as well. Remember, a lot of women, makeup, clothes, eyeliner, push-up bras, a lot of insecurities, a lot of low self-worth, A lot of I'm just not good enough. And that's the truth. And that's why women live between the 5 and the 0 because of the low self-worth, because of the insecurities, because they look outside of themselves as well. Okay. They look out of themselves as the makeup, the eyeliner, the fake weave, the tight clothes and things like that, because they feel that that is giving them security. Shout out. Thank you. 35 likes. I didn't say 135. Thank you. 35 likes. But what I'm saying is that gives them security. Okay. Their security is outside of them. Okay. And that's why they are what they are. But that also attaches through emotion. Okay. So between 5 and 0, y'all can see that women are just like you guys, outside of themselves. They look for everything outside of themselves to guide themselves, okay? So with that being said, now, again, we'll get to the guys. So the guys here at this level, between the 5 and the 0, most of these guys out here don't believe in themselves. They have no sense of self. They don't believe in themselves. They don't believe that they're good enough. They always think that there's always something out there, not necessarily out there better, but they actually feel that, you know what, at the end of the day, that they're just not good enough, okay? They're not. And just like with women, you know, they don't take responsibility for anything like women, all right? They love the attention, which means that, like women, they love the attention, but like you guys, you guys look for acceptance, not necessarily attention, but you guys look for acceptance, okay? A lot of the guys out there eat on this level, they want people to feel sorry for them. You know, they want to be the victim. I met a girl, and she dogged me out. I met a girl, and she used me. She did this, and she did. They want to play victims like what? Like women in their feelings, okay? They always love to complain, okay? You know, they feel like they can't get anywhere. They feel like they can't do anything. They feel like the world is always against them, and they feel like they are what they are, okay? They feel like everybody's out to get them and all this other stuff. They feel like the government and family court and all these other things are out to get them because in their mind, they think the world, because outside of them, they think the world is scary, okay? And they love to share their feelings with other men. They get together. That's where you get the pills and stuff. That's where you get those areas where these guys love to go around, and they love to sit around and they sit around and just talk about things. Okay. All right. But wait, hold on, Barbarella, listen to me. It's not the fact that you wear nice clothes and makeup. That has everything to do with it, because you see, here's the problem, Barbarella, that you understand. And I welcome you here, but let me educate you, baby girl. If you're a woman, I hope you're a woman. Here's the thing about game right here. No one cares about why but see, you don't even understand why you wear the nice clothes and makeup. You think you wear it because you like the nice clothes and makeup, but internally, you know that you have low self-worth and low self-esteem issues, and you like to cover up in nice clothes and makeup because you like the attention that you get from men. Now, listen, Barbarella, this is a man's space, so I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I'm just being honest. And again, you are insecure. You are very insecure. Everything you are buying is because to cover up a blemish, a wrinkle, or a weight thing. You are very insecure. All you women are fucking insecure. So let's not even go there. I'm going to keep it all the way a buck. You women are very fucking insecure. Matter of fact, let me give you a prime example of this. See, Barbara, let me give you a prime example. Let me find something real quick, Barbara. I got you. Let me find something, show you something. Because this is you, Barbara. I'm gonna give you, this is the kind of woman you are. So you're the kind of woman, and then there's no knock on you, but I'm gonna give you the book. You're the kind of woman that thinks you're, you know, I'm precious and all this other stuff. But then you turn around with a big bowl of ice cream and some wine and a book. This is you. Watch it.
And you couldn't even do me the favor of just being upfront with me. Instead, I have to sit here and think that, oh, maybe someone actually values me for more than just my body, you know?
Like, baby, I know what I look like. I know that I'm bringing this to the table.
I've been speaking a lot about how awful men treat women.
No, see, that's what I'm saying. So let's not go there. Don't, I'm listening. You're dealing with a real one over here. I'm just keeping it a buck. You women are fucking insecurity. But Barbarella, I got you. There's a little white lining in all this, but I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm gonna keep it a buck, okay? All right. No, stay away from your coworkers. No. Okay. All right. So, I don't care if you work in a female environment. I'm talking about when you're dealing with guys. I'm not talking about your environment. If you're a lesbian, this has nothing to do with you. So I'm going to exclude what you're saying. But if you date men, what you're doing is for men. So let's stop that shit. All right. Let's stop that. Let's stop. Stop that shit. I'm going to continue while I keep going. Barbarella, put a Q or a statement if you want to talk to me again. Just put an S, because if you put an S, you're talking to me. But if you're talking in the chat room, talk to them. I will only recognize you as an S or a thing, okay? So like I said before, let me continue. So a thing, I'm talking about the guys right now. So a lot of these guys out here on this level, they feel powerless to change their circumstances, just like women do, okay? These guys, now, women don't actually blame, but they do complain and whine and bitch like guys do. But we're talking about the guys now. A lot of guys blame things and stuff like that, blame women, all this other stuff. And they're always putting themselves down, okay? So this is why at that level, gentlemen, if you're following, it's more of a they're in a I do versus an I am, okay? They're in a I do. And the reason why they're in the I do, because of low self-worth, low self-esteem. They don't believe in themselves, and they think the world is out to get them. It's like a victim mentality. Now, again, I won't call women having victim mentality. They're just fucking emotional. That's all. They're just emotional. I won't say victim mentality. They are just emotional, and that's just what it is. But what I'm trying to tell you guys is that this is where most of you guys are at, okay? Now, again, for the women out there, this is where I keep trying to tell you. It's the lies and the makeup that they live outside of themselves to cover up all their fucking blemishes of their I do's, okay? Because they know, they feel that they're being judged. Even since they were little fucking girls in elementary school, they did everything they can to not be gossipy, to be called a slut or a whore and all this other stuff. Then that second level is their low self-worth and their insecurities and stuff, okay? They will never reach their A until they're with a man, but we'll get into that in a second. But as I was saying to you guys out here, that between 5 and 0, you are on your I do, not your I am. And this is why a lot of you guys will never get the attraction or the attention of a woman. Yes. Now, this is very important because there's two levels that I have of women. Now, for a lot of you guys, you will get in relationships. You will meet women, but you will still be between 5 and 10 because you dumb motherfuckers are taking them out to dinner. You are out there trying to impress them. You're trying to be their fucking friends. You're sitting around kissing their asses. You're sitting around begging and bartering. You're trying to sit around and prove yourself to women. You want to do everything you can. You want to come from the side door. You want to come from the back door. You don't want to keep it a buck with women. What you want to do is sit around and play around and stuff like that, okay? And that is the problem, okay? That's the problem that a lot of people are dealing with and a lot of people are going through. And so what happens is, for a lot of you guys out there, what happens is that when you guys do meet a woman, okay, when you guys do meet a woman, even though, now this is where you begin to what? Worship women. Now that's why we have the next line with the woman, because at this line, even though it's between 5 and 10, it is at that point, even though you are still at your same level, you begin to what? Worship women. The women, you have fear. Even like tonight, for a lot of you guys, y'all won't even go out of your house to talk to women because you're afraid of rejection. You give women all power. You run around and bitch, but you, on one hand, you cry about women, but on the other hand, you worship women. And yet you're still in the I do, because in your mind, you think it's about your body, your looks, your clothes, your status, because some YouTuber told you that bullshit. And this is why y'all, thank you for the 60 likes. This is why y'all are failing and fucking up, because your level of thought is as far as she goes. She'll Women will always stay in the I do for most of their lives because they never met a man. They never really actually met a man. Matter of fact, what I keep telling y'all, what y'all think is love, attraction, and all that shit that she thinks that she's fucking feeling, the reason why it's not actually what she thinks it is because it is an outside coming in. It's not an in coming out, as game would have, in out, because she doesn't work from the inside out. She works outside in, just like you guys do. So what she thinks is a feeling and love and all that other stuff, that's the lie that the mind tells her. Remember, she has an enemy as well, and her enemy is always keeping her at bay, keeping her on her edge. Remember, guys, she can only go as far as her edge, gentlemen. We always tell you that. She can only go as far as her edge. But her edge also applies to the average guy she sees, because the average guy has an edge, and that's all she's dealt with all of her life. So in her mind, this is as far as she can go, okay? All right? Hold on, wait. Wait a second. Please, what's... Oh, let's see here. See, rejection is not a failure. It's part of life. You can have 99 super strengths too. B, just relax, baby girl. We're on the man. You're in the man space. I'm talking about surface dwellers. Okay, so it's okay. No, it's okay. I appreciate what you're saying, but you're new here, so it's okay. It's okay. All right. It's okay. So, see, it's not even over. I'm about to make you even more dangerous. I got you, dog. We're going to break some shit down. I'll make you more dangerous. Guys, the lines are open if you want to call in. Lines are open. But, see, the thing is that even at your – because you guys have never reached your core and because women don't even know they have a core, okay, what I'm saying is all the information that you have is like a basement of stored stuff, stored skills, experiences, feelings, thoughts, mindsets. And the thing is most of you guys, your perception is not your reality. Her perception is not her reality. Remember that I always tell you, beautiful women have an idea of what they want. All right. God damn it. I feel like I need to put that in there because y'all need to understand. And the I do, it's all about what she wants. I want a tall guy. He's got to make this kind of money. He's got to look this kind of way. She's allowed to want what she wants on that level. But when we get to the next level, talk about the man shit, all that want shit doesn't matter because it doesn't matter what the fuck she wants. It will not matter at that other level. And this is why I keep telling y'all guys, stop trying to run behind women and fulfill their wants, okay? Stop trying to run behind them, okay? And if y'all do that, it doesn't work for you, okay? UA asked a question. So a woman can only get to her I am when a man allows her to discover his – right. But FOA, he can't get her to discover something that he doesn't have. You see what I'm saying? He must have his core to go up because the single-minded man – is a I am, okay? A single-minded man is an I am. He's not an I do. But we're talking about the I ams right now, brother. But I see what you're saying. Great question. Let me check the phone lines. Guys, lines are open. Again, we're just chopping it up because I know y'all got the fourth coming up tonight. So y'all can run around and do all your stuff. Y'all want to call in, lines are open. We got y'all covered, okay? But what I'm saying to you guys out here, and this is very important to understand here, okay? That most of you guys right now, you have to understand that women have met you before. That means they can never go past this point between 0 and 5 because you are the limitation even for them. And this is why, gentlemen, a lot of women have a bunch of guys that they can see right now. They can date right now. They can be engaged to right now. They can be married to right now, but they choose not to because it's just, it's basically picking a bunch of zebras. It's basically picking from a bunch of zebras. Do you still put your bid in a woman if they are with their family, or do you tweak it less sex? Wait a second. Wait, P-Dog. I don't see, you don't even know what your bid is, so you don't even know what you're talking about. Because there's nothing in your bid that makes it sexual. Where do you think that when you talk to a woman, it has to be sexual? See, that's where you get it wrong, and that's why you're at where you're at. Because you think that we upstairs, the ones that have game, have to run around and be sexual with a woman, that we don't do that. No. You're getting it all wrong. See, again, like I say, like James Bond, you remember, if you watch James Bond never talks sexual to a woman, and he still smashes. See, and we'll talk more about that when we get to the other thing. But what I'm saying is that you're actually thinking that we talk dirty to women, and we don't talk dirty to women. That's not the truth. I remember that core is like the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. I feel like there's more to that. Is my core like following my trusty purpose, believes it? Wait, no. Well, see, then OS. I'm going to call you OS. Then you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Because, see, this is your problem. You feel like there's more. You don't even have a core. So what do you mean you feel like there's more? And that's why you're fucked. See, let me show you why you're losing, sir. Why you're losing. Just like Barbarella, just like you. You don't learn how to follow instructions and just stop trying to complicate things. Because you saying you feel that there's more, if that was the case, you would be at your core. You are not at your core. Because if you're following your weak-ass instructions, this is why you're losing right now. Because you don't know anything about yourself. You don't know anything about who you are. And this is why y'all guys lose. Because a loser is only going to try to find out winner answers, but they'll come up with loser shit. You are a loser because you're allowing your mind to push you aside by saying, hey, there's got to be more. It can't be this simple. And this is why you fucking lose. So please stop with that bitch ass shit, man. Please stop talking. Please. Well, then if you're trying to learn, then stop asking like this. Listen, if I'm showing you what you have done at kindergarten, that you have done, that you know forwards and backwards, then how the fuck can you feel that there's more if it's that simple? Please stop that, man. Please stop that, man. I'm trying to help you. You don't know. Listen, please, sir, you don't have your bid, so I'm not even going to talk to you about that because you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Does doing the opposite of what most guys do to get women increase my game? No. Fucking wait. Wait a second. Why would you try to fake yourself out instead of being the real you? So that means when you get around a woman, you're actually wearing a mask. But what you don't understand is she already knows you're wearing a mask, and that's why she's going to eat your fucking ass up for dinner. Do you actually think doing the opposite is going to make you a fucking man? And this is why you're a loser, man. Because you're always just like your predecessors over on those streets over there, you're always trying to find a gimmick or a loophole instead of learning game. So please stop that silly ass shit, man. It sounds like you're saying the I am takes time to develop. Hey, you goddamn right it takes time to develop, man. You're right it takes time to develop, okay? Listen, B, you can express your opinions, but your opinions are none of my business as a man. You know what I mean? You can express your opinions. You're still insecure. You're still needy, and that's the bottom line. You can say whatever you want to say, but you are what you are. And you can deny that shit all you want. But, hey, believe me, I have had enough of you motherfuckers that know what you actually are. So I know you're insecure. Believe me. Trust me. So you can lie all you want, but it's cool. But I'm not talking to you. So just go over there and watch some soap operas and eat some ice cream and shit. Anyway, Guys, if y'all guys want to call in, the lines are open. Oh, wait, the line. I'm sorry, I missed the call. But call in. Shout out to all the guys here. We're chopping up game, but I'm breaking out stuff here. What I'm saying is to you guys out here, I mean, and listen to me, T27. Let me say, hey, look, and if you want to say goodbye, then take your fucking ass on. Get the fuck, man. You know what? Before you say bye, let me go ahead and get rid of you. How about that? Get the fuck out. How about that? Now you're bye for good. Don't go give me no goddamn attitudes. I'm trying to be nice to your ass. The fuck out. Anyway, all right. So what I'm saying to you guys is anti-27. If you knew you had to perform open heart surgery, do you think doing the opposite, saying you don't know about open heart surgery, is going to help you be a better surgeon? And just by telling yourself, okay, I don't know how to do open heart surgery, but you know what? If I tell myself I know how to do open heart surgery, I can do it. No, it doesn't work that way. And that's y'all's problem. But I'm trying to explain to y'all something that is hard. It is hard to accept. What I'm saying is very hard to accept because, like I say to a lot of you guys out there, remember, I've always showed you, when you guys out there, remember the same line, the 10 and 5 connects this right here. Your interaction line connects everything I'm talking about. So what you guys do when you meet a woman, you are going the opposite way. How you meet, how you talk, and how you do everything with her keeps you below the surface. I'm showing you this one more time. It keeps you below the surface, gentlemen. And why it keeps you below the surface? Because this is what forces you into the I do's. This is what forces you to think that you have to get the right clothes. You've got to get the right watch, the right shoes. You've got to lift weight. And here's the problem. See, at this level, you're not doing it for you, which would be an I am. You're doing it for the woman, which is an I do. And that's where most of you guys are going wrong. And this is what I'm trying to help you guys, okay? What I am saying to all you guys out here is that I'm trying to get you to understand that this is not complicated, but it is something that's hard to swallow because you got to understand that let me explain something. It's an amazing thing that y'all guys understand. Have you ever thought about asking the question, how many times have you met a woman, right? How many times have you met a woman? She really likes you. She's really interested in you. And either you can do one thing or she just gets tired of you or loses interest in you. And when she cuts you off, gentlemen, why is it that she is done? When she's done, she's done. She can love you today and cut you off and she's done. She's gone. You're no longer a thought or memory. I'm telling you, I'm trying to show you. Because a lot of women be like, oh, shit, I never thought about that. But this is what I'm trying to say. But this is also why when they cut you off, you're in your fucking feelings. Because you're trying to figure out, what did I do wrong? Remember, I do. What did I do wrong? See, it goes into the I do's. What did I do wrong? So then you're worried about the woman. But remember, once you get in a relationship, it doesn't mean you evolve the woman. It's still a stagnant thing because even though she, and I'm going to show you here, Rick, show you, even though she's in a relationship with you, right? Even though she's in a relationship with you, the problem is she may go up, but here's the problem. The problem is she moves up. You don't. And when she moves up, it's your, hey, this is what you see outside your door. Women dogging men out. Women being disrespectful to men. Women having their way with men, yelling, screaming. This is where the happy life, happy wife, don't make mom mad. This is where you got to sleep on the couch. This is why you got to apologize. This is why you got to bring the flowers and beg for her forgiveness and all that other shit. Because you are in your I do and she is at her edge, which means you both are at an edge. You both are at an edge. And this is why you guys are not moving. This is why there are a lot of divorces. This is why there are a lot of women that are not satisfied because because an average sex, average thinker, not exciting. Average thinker cannot stand on this square. Average thinker is just not on it, okay? All right? And that's what I'm saying. All right? Hey, Unmasked, you're new here. That's a student, so he's good. He knows what he's doing. It's okay. Student. He's a student of mine. Don't worry. Don't ask questions. He's just showing you shit. He's a student, okay? It's all good, though. But what I'm saying is this. I'm saying to you guys out there, what y'all guys do not understand in the game is that this is why you have the problems. So then, no, it's all good, you dog. No, don't say sorry. You good, brother. It's all love, man. It's all good. You good, brother. You good. But listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. This is why when you try to get books, this is why when you try to get help or you try to do it yourself, when you do it yourself and go grab a book, and when you do it yourself and you try to get help or you try to help yourself or you talk to your loser friends, okay? All right? You lose. Thank you, 79 likes. This is why things never happen, because your mind has already fucked you over. Remember, it goes back to the pigs that I told you. You are the prisoner, and you are the warden of your life. That means that you are holding yourself back from you. That means you are allowed to escape the prison yard, but you are not allowed to go outside of what? Not the walls, but your comfort zone. And your comfort zone ends at number 5 because you don't believe that you can get past that mark. Remember, just like the three, like I showed you, like the three little pigs, your foundation is the same way. It all connects to what I'm saying. Remember, I told you guys that some of you guys will have a weak foundation that's made out of straw and sticks, but some of you guys won't have a weak foundation. Some of you guys will imprison yourself with the bricks. You will surround yourself with bricks and become a prisoner of yourself, and you will never grow. But remember, I never said that you could not get a woman. I never said that you will not go on dates. I never said that you will not live with a woman, have sex with a woman, or marry a woman. It'll be on her fucking terms. Everything below 5 will be on her fucking terms, meaning you will always be the woman in the relationship. You will not be the man. Everything is going to be on her terms. She gets to pick where she wants to eat. She gets to pick the ring that you have to buy for her. She gets to pick the wedding. She gets to pick all that shit out, and you are going to give it to her because you don't understand yourself, and this is why you guys hold yourselves back. This is why most of you guys won't even talk to women today. As I told you guys today, a few days ago, today, and let me shout out to my dog, man. Shout out to my boy, K Zag, and stand up, baby. Shout out to Zag, man. Much love to you, man. Shout out to my boy, Zag. What I'm saying to you guys out there, it is a lot of you guys, this is why you won't talk to women. This is, again, gentlemen, this is a soft opening. This is the month of July is a soft opening for what we're going to talk about in August. The month of July, this is where she's no longer a high school girl, but she's a college woman, and this is a soft opening. Everywhere, all over the world, wherever y'all go, they're moving from all over in your towns and in your cities right now. Oh, no, not even now. They are doing it now, but they have done this for a few months. Because some of these women out here, when they're done with their parents and stuff and they're ready to go, no, mom, dad, I got to get the apartment, whatever, I got a job set up, blah, 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 and they're moving, they're packing up, and they're gone. So there's a soft opening for a lot of women that are looking for men. M says, how do I stay considered with interacting with my scribe, sending studio, construction worker, and et cetera? In other words, I need to make a rigid routine where I set up time to communicate. See, the problem is, Marty, my brother, B, M-Dog, listen, this is the problem. The problem is you do not have something, well, not this big, but you don't have a little notepad with you or a recorder with you. you should always communicate with these individuals, because you should always think about things that you want to move, think, and do. So you don't need, the problem is that instead of you saying you need to make, you're not going to do it. You've already failed. Let me show you why. And again, this is how cold game is, okay? This is how cold game is. And I got to show y'all something in a second. This is how cold game is, my brother. The problem is with the statement is that this statement is why you fail. This is what most of you guys, this statement right here that y'all reading, this is what most of you guys did December 31st. This is what you guys did 7 months ago. 7 months and 3 days ago, you guys said the same shit that you're saying. I need to change. I need to get better with women. I need to do this. And all y'all doing is just talking. That's all he's doing is whispering in your ear, telling you you need to do something. And this is why you're not doing it. That's y'all's problem. All y'all keep saying is, I need to change. I'm going to change. I'm going to stop doing. Man, y'all don't understand how addictive being a loser is to you. It is the most addictive thing. Because you cannot separate yourself just by snapping your fingers or separate yourself by saying, I need. That's what y'all do, and that's where y'all go wrong. All you guys all the time talk about, this is what I need to do. And we're 7 months into the new year, and y'all are still the same people. And I'm trying to explain to you why you are that. Okay? Well, this is an I do because it's not a truth. And I do is a talking fantasy. And I am is an action. I am is action. I do reaction, okay? Remember that. I am action. I do reaction. I like your question, big dog, but that's the problem. You're already setting yourself up to fail by lying to yourself saying, I got to do something. That's not true. That's not true. You don't grow, gentlemen, by telling you and saying that I'm going to do something. You see what I'm saying? But see, no. Don't just, no. See, M-Dog, don't say it. Do it. Stop saying it. Do it. See, here's the problem. Think about how deep about what I'm about to say to you. Do you ever say to yourself, I got to grab those keys, or do you grab the keys? Do you say to yourself, what's on TV? You ever say, I need to grab the remote control, or do you just grab the remote control? When you walk in the house, damn, it's dark in here. Do you just say, I'm going to go over there and turn on the lights, and then turn the lights on, or do you just do it? Do you open the door and say, I'm going to just open the door, or do you grab that fucking door, turn it, and open it? See, gentlemen, 89 likes, thank you. What's happening, and listen, this is where your mind fucks you. If you got to tell yourself to do what it is you normally do, then you are not actually confident enough to do that one thing. Because you have rehearsed it so many times, you don't have to tell yourself that. You, when you're thirsty, you'll say, I'm going to get something to drink. Hey, I'm going to take my hand, I'm going to lean over there, and I'm going to grip that cup. And I'm not going to grip it too tight, but I'm going to grip it enough to hold it. And then I'm going to bring it towards me. And as I bring it towards me, I'm going to open my mouth. And then I'm going to tilt the drink over and let a little bit of the liquid go into my throat until I feel satisfied. And then I'm going to take it off, pull away. I mean, this is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, y'all. You don't just say you. The problem is the mind wants you to say that you're taking action, and that's the problem. That's why you are not breaking free, because you're telling yourself to do something that you're not necessarily going to do. See, your mind has trained you to think that if you tell yourself you're going to do something, you get a free pass because you actually said you're going to do it. Wow, that's a little bit different. So we don't have to go out on the 4th of July. You guys say you want to meet women, but yet you you're going to be at home on the 4th of July. You guys, if you're going to a 4th of July party, you're just going to sit on the sideline and just look at the women. And then you'll go home and say, well, damn, but hey, at least we went somewhere and see how the mind screws you over. See how the mind tricks you. When most guys, when you say most guys are food one, what do you mean by that? What I mean by that is you're her bank, her bill, her bitch. What I mean, let me show what I mean by most food. When I say that you guys are food for women, you're the sucker when she's upset. You're the shoulder she cries on. When she needs something fixed, you're the guy that's going to come over there and fix it just to get a hug from her. When she's got to move, you're the guy that's going to move her. When hey, you know what? When you want to hang out or something, you're the guy think because you're hanging out with her, you get a chance to sleep with her. You're food because you're the guy that hangs out with her because you think hanging out with her is going to give you a chance to get her, knowing that you're just there hanging out with him just to fucking hang out with him. You're actually food because you think you got to give them fucking trinkets, flowers, gifts, pay their bills, bend over, rip out your spine and your balls. You're the guy. But you're also that motherfucking guy, like I said, man. Oh, man, they love you. Oh, when something's broken, oh, you heading over there like you Mr. Handyman to fix that shit. That's what I mean why you're fucking food. And that's the problem with y'all guys. And this is all you get. Look at that. That's all. This is your victory right there. This is sex to you guys. This is all you. You do all that shit just to get crumbs from a fucking woman. That's what I mean by when I say you're food. You're food. That's what I'm trying to get y'all guys to see. I'm trying to open your minds up here. Because we're about to break down the other half, but let's go over it one more time. If y'all joining us, I'm just showing y'all guys, this is originally ours. This is what I drew up right here. I drew this up right here. And I created what we created. I got to start showing y'all just to show y'all because I don't want y'all to think that we're taking other people's shit. This is what I created, man. But what I'm saying to you guys, remember, at your level, you will never be able to push it. Let me show y'all one more thing. This is very important. Let me show y'all. Oh, no, that's not it. Hold on. Let me see. Let me show y'all one thing that's very important, gentlemen. Very, very, very important. Where the fuck is it at? Remember what I keep telling you, we talked about the village, remember? Your mind, your comfort zone, remember all these things are taking shape and also holding you back. But on, let me get to the real thing I wanted to show you. Give me a second here. Let me find it. Here we go right here. And like I said before, gentlemen, if y'all think about what I'm showing you guys out here, remember, all you guys out here, the reason why she is at her edge is because at your level of thinking, remember, I do is a judgment. You know, she's easy. I can sleep with her. I want to bring her home tonight and all this other stuff. Your inexperience comes from your I do's, and being creepy comes from your I do's. So you hold her back. You hold her back, gentlemen. Okay? You hold her back. EB, thank you very much, man. Thank you very much. Now I ask a question. Should I tell a girl when she's available to meet or just tell her what day to meet? Dog, this is what I'm saying. Knight, you're in an I do. What the fuck do I know? Wait. I don't give a fuck about your availability. See, that's problem number one. Remember the rule of Jill Scott. You might be new, but let me show you. There is a rule of Jill Scott. And if you just follow the rule of Scott, you should know the answer.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
So what do you think you are? See, you ain't telling her what to do because on your level of thinking, you think if I tell her what to do, I'm going to lose her. But here's the question. Who says you got her? Who says you have her? Because all you do is care and worry about her action, which is forcing you into a reaction. And that's where you're on that level because you're worried about, you're asking her availability. Fuck that. No, fuck that. I'm free. Listen, peep this. Bro, let me show you something, man. Hold on. Let me show you something. When you guys, let me find that shit. When you guys ask a woman about her availability and when is she free and is it okay if we go out, you know, I don't want to be like, I don't want to make you feel like I'm, excuse me. I want to make it feel like I'm pushing myself up on you. I want to take time and all this other stuff. This is the first thing she sees right here.
I can't do shit right here. And you know that, man. Why are you doing me like this, man?
That's number one thing she sees. But that's not even the worst part about it. Because my brother, as soon as get your crayons out and peep game, gentlemen. Peep game. All right? So what I'm saying to you guys out here who understand, who want to learn game here, is when you learn game, or what you're doing is when you bug, when you ask her, is it okay? Then yeah, you're going to take her to Chez Francois on the corner of he's a loser in the friend zone. When you're asking her, is it okay? Where do you want to go? And what do you want to do? And you know what? Let's do, this is why y'all lose. And then for you other guys that set the date up and don't say anything to her, and then go on a date, you guys get to go in the corner of no booty and let's hang out. Because there's nothing interesting about you. And you better hope that she doesn't want you. Listen to what I'm saying. You better hope she does not want you. Because if she wants you, you're fucking food. You're food at that point. Because she's not dating you for mercy. She's dating to conquer. Look at all the people that you know are in relationships that are not in control of their shit. Well, all these women, well, you, hey guys, I gotta use the other thing. Me and the guys are getting together to have a couple of beers and everything. You wanna come out with us, Rob?
Well, shit, I'll go out with y'all. But I'll get back with y'all in a second, man. I got y'all. I'll get back. Hold on. Shit, I'm going out with the fellas tonight. Let me call up my girl and shit and tell her I'm going out and shit.
Hello?
Hey, baby. Hey, look, I'm sorry for upsetting you today, and I hope that you can find your heart to allow me to come back in my bed. I mean, even though you live with me and everything, I was wondering if it's okay if, if I can...
Spit it out, motherfucker. What the fuck you want to say? You know you won't sleep on that goddamn bed. You ain't what? Wait a second. I know that you ain't gonna ask to go out with your friends.
well, baby, it's just some of the guys. I mean, just saying, it's some of the guys, and I just wanna hang out with the friends. You know, just, I mean, it's, you know, baby, please, I mean, baby, come on, baby, I mean.
Look here, bitch. You get your ass home. And you get your ass on that bed, on that goddamn couch. Do you understand me, motherfucker?
Okay, well. Baby, I love... Hello? Hey, man, guys, I want to go out with y'all and everything, man. But, shit, man. You know, my girl got, you know, abducted by aliens and... When they let her down, you know, Bigfoot got her and stuff, and I can't go out. But, hey, rain check, dog. Rain check, dog. Yeah, all right. Y'all have a good time, okay? I wish I could be a man.
And that's what happens to you guys. Because when they hunt you down, this is going to be your life. Because these women do not respect anybody at like that. They don't. And this is why I tell you guys to step up and have game. But let's flip the fucking script. Let's get to man shit. You see, gentlemen, what women don't want you guys to know, the secret in the sauce that women, let me check the phone lines real quick. Phone lines are open if y'all want to call in. Phone lines are open if y'all want to call in. There is a secret in the sauce that women don't want you to know. And that is, there is this one dangerous motherfucker. And it is the one dangerous motherfucker that she cannot control her mind, her thoughts, her emotions, her feelings, or what's between her legs. And that is, gentlemen, a single-minded motherfucking man. It's the same thing I showed you before. This is how it is, man. I like to show that clip, but this is how it is. I've always showed you this is why, because I know a lot of y'all guys don't believe women don't talk this way. Women talk this way. Women love men. Women love men. I love showing you these because this is the other level, because a man is only out for his motherfucking self, and he's not out for the woman. He's not out for the woman, but why? But we're going to talk about the why now. We're going to talk about the why, okay? We're going to talk about why this happens. We're going to discuss this. Because a lot of you guys don't understand game, and let's talk about it, okay? Let's talk about it. See, the thing that women don't want you to know, okay, is that when you have the ability to influence and have full control over yourself, the mindset that you have will force anyone that is around you to either have to change their attitude, shift their perception, and change their reality, or they don't get to be around you. See, the thing that people don't understand about men is that I'm not saying be tough and, you know, cuss a woman out and say all that stuff. I'm saying that when you learn yourself, okay, when you start to better yourself, make choices for yourself, handle problems that will help you better, think about yourself and have the single-minded, conquering motherfucking mentality, it changes everything, because it then changes the rules of the board. The board is the one thing that gets the influence from the woman. It's the board. See, the thing I show you about the arrow is this. The man that can teach the woman or elevate the woman mentally. I didn't say elevate her like give her money and shit. But I'm saying teaching her or elevating her, she is going to follow that motherfucker, okay? See, the thing about women, gentlemen, is that when you're able to empower a woman through you and show them that what they're thinking is actually not their truth, but it is their truth, but it's not the truth. See, remember, guys, most of you guys that even listen to me, it's hard to swallow that, you know, you are what you are because that's your truth. But sometimes you like to lie to yourself. But what happens when you see a different perspective, when you see the different perspective, everything changes, because once you get that shift in your mindset, you get that shift in everything. And this is why women find guys like this dangerous. because there's no control over how she feels. See, feelings are not money. Feelings are not body. Feelings are not height. Feelings are not weight size, dick size, girth. Feelings and emotions, there are no... See, here's the thing that y'all understand. Remember, because she is in the I do, what she takes as love and all the other stuff is that he's got to buy me things and he's got to do for me. He's got to take me out to show that he really likes me, really cares about me. But when you get to the I am, oh, man, the feeling that she gets when she's around you is worth its weight in gold. How she thinks about you is worth its weight in gold. But not just to think about you, how you elevate her mindset to go outside of herself and change her perspective. See, gentlemen, remember, at her core, it's not about feelings. It's not about money. It's not about clothes, cars, lifestyles, and all that other stuff, because all that stuff is outside of her. That's not inside of her mind. That's not internal. That's an external. That's an I do. But when a woman gets with a single-minded motherfucking man, it then becomes what? An I am. And once an I do shifts to an I am, it really changes everything. Because in right now, it's no knock on women because they have low self-esteem and low self-worth. That's not a bad thing. And here's the thing. We don't manipulate and we see y'all problem is on y'all below five. Y'all manipulate women, say, I'll give you a relationship. And then you lie, you get sex, and then you just toss her to the side as you weak motherfuckers will say, pump and dump and all that stupid ass shit. But see, men don't do that. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I don't want a relationship for you. Matter of fact, all I'm doing is leasing my dick out to you, if you want to be honest. I don't want a relationship. But if you want one, go find one. How could you talk to me? But see, what I'm saying is that they can't understand why. Remember, this goes back to Mickey Mouse. I don't have my Mickey Mouse anymore. I don't know what I did with that little motherfucker. But it goes back to my Mickey Mouse. Remember, where we're hitting is somewhere that she has not even tapped into. Which she thinks is love is not love. Gentlemen, why do you think we tell you when they fuck with us, they always going to come back? The pussy will always be ours. You want to know why? Because she has no choice but to give it to us, because she will never meet motherfuckers like us. No matter how stuck up she is, no matter how beautiful she may look to some of you guys and all this other shit that make you get caught up into the woman, there is some motherfucker out there that's getting that pussy for free. I don't give a, hey guys, listen to me. I don't give a fuck if she got 20 fucking thousand friends, only fans or fans only and all that shit. I don't care if she's stripping on a pole and getting $100 bills thrown at her fucking ass and her titties. There's always a bad motherfucker getting that shit for free. And that motherfucker is between 10 and 5. It's the I am motherfucker. Because that I am guy, that man, unlike the average guy, will cut through the woman's bullshit. Remember, the I am guy is cutting through the everything that women use to intimidation things. The makeup, the self-worth, the insecurities. The man is cutting through all that shit. I don't give a fuck about all that shit. Because what he knows is this, is that when a woman who has an I do mindset meets a motherfucking man that's an I am and elevates that woman, that little blue Smurfy arrow that you see right there, what happens is she cannot control. Guys, how many guys, they show you all the time on TV shows, and a lot of women are going to understand what I'm saying that are watching this or going to watch this later. How many times have you seen a woman say that he's such a dick. He's an asshole. He's not even my type. I don't even date someone like that. I mean, hey, girl, can you believe what he said to me? I can't believe what he said. Wait, do I need to do the voice for the woman? Hold on, let me do the voice for the woman and shit. That oh, that's my thing. Okay. Where is it at? Hold on, let me see. So what I'm saying is, for you guys out there is that this is how women are. So
about a girlfriend. Okay. Hey, girl. Yeah, girl. Yeah, nothing, girl. Girl, yeah, I just need some dick. Yeah, girl. Shit, that dildo ain't doing nothing for me, girl. Anyway, yeah, can you believe that asshole? Yeah, that little short, chubby motherfucker. Who the fuck he think he is talking all that shit to me, thinking he guys get to women? Can you believe that, girl? I can't believe that shit, girl. No, that's myself. Hold on a second. Hold on, that's just Roger. Yes, Roger. We can go out. Okay, Roger, sure. You know what, Roger? I think I need a new diamond ring. You know what, girls gotta have her toys. Hold on, I'm almost done. Oh, Roger. Alright, see, Roger just likes the cleavage, girl. Okay, alright. Now, anyway, girl, that little short motherfucker, that little limp dick motherfucker, who do you think he is? That motherfucker think he got gets in the world and all this stuff. Tammy, can I ask you a question? What, girl, what? Why don't you just get out of the way and fuck that guy? Wait, who? Look at me. Why would I fuck him? Girl, all you're doing is talking about that motherfucker. You've been talking about that motherfucker for the last week now. Just go suck his dick. Girl, that ain't me. I ain't sucking nobody's dick. I don't even like that motherfucker. You know that motherfucker too short. He's too big, and I bet you ain't got no big dick. Come on, girl. He can't do anything for me. But why are you talking about that motherfucker then? Girl, you crazy, man. Shit, I ain't thinking about that motherfucker like that. I still wonder what that motherfucker doing, though. But, you know, I ain't trying to fuck him.
But see, guys, what I'm saying to y'all motherfuckers, this is how women do it. This is how women do it. JB, calling to the show. You've been on too long. You calling the show. Don't ask me no fucking question. Calling to the show. Calling to the show, JB. But anyway, what I'm saying to you guys is that a lot of these women, here's the problem. When they meet a man, there is this great war, okay? There's this great war between the two individuals. And the war that is between the individuals is her mind and her body. Her body, as an I do, is saying that this is the kind of man I want to fuck. He's got to be this tall. He's got to have this much money. He's got to be this size. He's got to do this. He's got to have all these wants. But the body cannot fight the mind's need. Needs will always override and supersede wants. Okay? The needs will always change that. And the problem is with that is that you have nothing to do with the battle is her fighting something that she wants. See, here's the thing. The emotion controls everything. The emotion is the one thing she doesn't. Why do you think that they run behind the assholes? Why do you think they love the jerks? They call them bad boys and all this other stuff. Why do you think their pussy gets wet? Why do you think that they like what they call them rough and a little rugged? They just put her in her place type motherfucker. And I don't mean, listen, let me say this, and now I want to make sure it's important. When I say put her in her place, I don't mean put his hands on her or hurt her, okay? What I'm saying, the rough and rugged is the motherfucker that's brutally honest with her. That's brutally honest with her enough to say, if you're wasting my time, fuck you, I'm out. I don't need you. You're wasting my motherfucking time. Puts itself first. The motherfuckers that go after what they want. The motherfuckers that don't have problems, they solve shit. The motherfuckers that are, now listen, guys, because I keep telling you, she ain't sexy. She ain't beautiful. She ain't gorgeous. She ain't desirable. She's none of those things. You are, because he is. Because he's the one that can show her sexual things that she has not even known, not known, thought of, or like, my God, what is this man doing to me? How is he doing it to me? We don't play around with that shit. We are always keeping it a buck with ourselves. We're a thousand with ourselves. What's happening here is what you guys don't understand is that what y'all don't get, that when you see the fellas on the show on Real Game No Theory, why they're so the way they are, is because we know the pussy is already part of everything. So why do we have to focus on the pussy? Matter of fact, not only don't we have to focus on the pussy, we're not necessarily even focusing on the woman. We're trying to figure out, okay, what can she do for me? Now, hold on, guys. I want to break something down to y'all, because I know y'all don't understand this, because I'm going to flip the coin and show y'all about women. And women do this, and sometimes they don't even know why they're doing this. But a woman can meet a guy and automatically, I don't really want to fuck him, but, you know, he's a good friend. He's someone I can hang out with. He's someone I go places with. Hell, we can go shopping together, window shopping. He can hold my purse. We can laugh and I can, all that shit. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? But what I'm saying to you guys as a man, we're saying, and again, the I am, the single-minded man is not thinking sex. But there's questions that he's asking himself that the average guy doesn't. See, the average guy, when he meets a woman, oh, she's beautiful, she's fine. What can I do to kiss her ass? What can I do to prove myself? What can I do to show her that I'm the guy that she wants to be with? And that's why y'all lose, because you're asking outside of yourself. You're doing an I do. Whereas the man doing the I am, I'm telling y'all, this is the draw-in. Because remember, the I do's flood the market with dick. Remember, I keep telling y'all, as soon as the I do sees the woman, this is how he gets into his feelings. Because he begins to try to attack an area in which he will never get access into. No matter how many dinners, how many times he takes her out, how many times he kisses her ass, how many times he's a shoulder to cry on and all that other shit, he can try to beat that wall down. But what happens is he gets caught up in the emotion, which then produces feelings. And he's worried, falling in love, and all that feeling cuddly shit that he's never going to get anything. But what happens with the man is, see where the shift comes in at, because when the man sees the woman. Now, remember, as I said before, I've got to tell you this. This is where most of you, 98% of you, go wrong, because at this point, she's already renting space in your head at this point. This is why y'all are always stuck between the 5 and the 0, because you want pussy so bad that you are giving her free rent in your mind. So you're letting her live rent-free in your mind. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. And JB, don't you ask a question. I told you to call in. Do not, JB, you better not ask a question. JB, if you ask a question without calling, I'm going to kick you out of the room. So you better call in before you even, JB, don't ever ask me a question until you call in. Because I'm sick of you asking them damn questions and shit. What I'm saying, thank you for 127 likes. But what I'm saying to you is, this is where y'all go wrong. Because from 5 to 0, all y'all want to do is you want pussy. 5 to 0, all you want to do is take her to your house. But 5 to 0 comes the judgments. Judgment of self, judgment of women. All the judgments we talk about, you guys have those judgments. And you take those judgments and you let her rent free in your head. So then you're already in a weak position. But the I am man, the I am the single-minded man, the one who is all about himself, looks at that woman a whole different way. He looks at her a whole different way. Okay? Oh, I got to show some Boxer saw me. So I told him I'm going to post some of his stuff. Let me grab this before I grab Boxer shit. But the man looks at it a whole different way. Let me show you. Again, if you're not looking at her and thinking this, then you are never going to reach your core. Because you're not saying she's beautiful. You're asking the question, what is she going to do to get my attention? What is she going to do to get my, be worth my time, to be worth my respect? And at the end of the day, to be worth my dick. So what the man does is he withholds himself from the market. But with the mindset that he has, she is not renting space in his mind. So he's clear. All his thoughts and movements are clear because he's not making it about the woman like the average guy does. He's making it about himself. And there lies the problem with most of you guys. You are always making everything about the woman. Everything about the woman. And this is why things do not work the way you want them to work, because you're truly, unfortunately, I hate to tell you this, you're unfortunately built to fail. Well, let me see if I can get through this. All right, make sure I can download those. Let's see what Boxer said. I'm going to grab some of this Boxer shit. Give me some. I'm downloading his whatchamacallit. He's got a bunch of things he wanted to show you guys. So I told my damn, it's a lot of this shit. Fuck. All right, let's see. Okay, that's it. All right, so I'm gonna upload these and show y'all. But listen, I'm gonna get back to what I'm saying. Guys, you got a question, put a Q in there. All right, Anthony, I got you. But what I'm saying to you guys out here, the reason why you cannot get the woman is because you're not influencing yourself. You're not influencing what you are to yourself. You're not asking yourself things about what she has to do. You're too busy trying to tell yourself of things you got to do for her. You, as a man, you don't run behind no motherfucking woman, because when you run behind her, then you become gentleman. Let me make sure I got enough room. When you run behind her, gentlemen, then you become what? I'm about to download these things. You become the 5-0 when you run behind the woman, and you don't even realize. When you're running behind her, it is at that point and it is at that moment that this is why you're losing. I hope this shit is in order. Oh, wait. No, let's start from the beginning. All right, here you go. All right, wait, shit. I know. Okay, drug. All right, I'm just going to show these. I'm not going to go all the way to the thing. Hold on. All right, let me just show you all some of this. All right, let's start this. Okay. So she's talking about, I know it's right, even though we talk this dude, whatever. Okay, I appreciate that. I got to catch up with you on my day off. You're all business woman. Double text is a problem. He says, oh, let me get over here. Wait, I can hear this. He says, he means, you know, if, I guess, not of, we go on a date. I'm going to do what I do and be a gentleman, right? Probably going to like and think sex is overrated, but find the pleasure, deeper thing. This is terrible. This is terrible. This is bad. I mean, I'm glad he posted, but this is bad. I wouldn't expect anything less from a gentleman by the way you're speaking. See, he's fucked, man. God, will y'all stop trying to be the fucking good guy with all this silly ass shit? Look at this shit. Let's keep going. Sorry if that's mad weird, but I should mention in my profile, I told you sooner. Wait, what did she say in the profile? I don't remember what she said in the profile. Okay. This ain't the same thing. Same woman, very beautiful species. I knew your swag. Tomboy looks good in your futures. I'm living right now, seeing what's this. Like, I'm just reading all this shit, man, trying to see. This is terrible. She's talking about stores right now, planning on taking over a company. All right, she's talking about, listen to all this boring ass talk. Oh, here you go. So I think I'm doing it all wrong, but let's see what she's saying. She said, I know it's weird. I haven't even talked to you much on Facebook, but you're actually able to keep a conversation, which is super cool. I feel like we get along a lot the same. Whatever happens, happens at this point. I just want to be happy with myself, whoever. And so it talks about her company and shit. I don't think I've ever taken time off. My problem is I'm realizing now my age definitely insecurity right there. She's a Disney nerd. Disney. Hey, Disney. Got her. If you use it right. She's like, I'm a super. Wait. You seem like a super cool guy. I do like girls. LOL. Actually, never been with a guy. I enjoy the company, though. Not even saying. Well, this is where you could tell her he's a lesbian. This is perfect time to let her. This is the perfect time for him to come out of the closet and let her know that he's a lesbian. It's crazy to say that because I kind of had a grudge. All right, so this is, all right, I mean, he did a voice message. He did a few things right. It wasn't the best, but he did something right. Let me check the lines. 850, let me bring you in. 850, what's your question, brother? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you told me to call me. This is JB.
Yeah, what's your question that you were asking about the I am and I do? What is your question?
I'm asking, like, can you explain it? I mean, I know you've explained it before.
How long have you fucking been listening to me? How long?
Like a month.
If you've been listening to me a month, how is it that you don't know what the I ams and the I do's are?
Since I got like your products, I was more like focused on the products and I was like breaking that down.
So, then you need to get some coaching. Get some coaching, dog, because I don't want to go over this. We got to break it down. You get some coaching. Just get like 15, 30 minutes and we'll sit down and talk, man, okay? Because this is a waste of time. It's a waste to tell you because you should have known this stuff. I always talk about this stuff. And for you to ask me, it's like really fucking spit in my face because you should know this shit already. So get some coaching, okay?
All right, my fault.
It's not a fault. Don't get mad. It's not no knock on you. It's all good. It's love, okay? Just get some coaching. We'll talk personally because I'll connect that shit to you with you, not anybody else, all right?
All right.
All right, respect, man. We'll throw you back in. All right, Erico 870, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
You.
Yes, sir. How can I help you? What's your question?
Hey, I appreciate it for all the hope and shit. You know, you made me, you know, motivate myself, you know, to do better and get connected with my core and shit. So if game is within itself, right?
Time out. That's a problem then. I'm not supposed to motivate you. That's not what this is for. I'm not. If I motivated you, I failed.
No, I'm not. I'm saying like.
You are saying. Okay, listen, right, man. All right, stop. Let me tell you what we do over here. When you say something, I hold you to what you say. And when you say it, I force you to explain yourself. You said I motivated you. I'm telling you, if I motivated you, I failed you. I failed you then. Because I'm not here. I'm not a motivational fucking speaker. I failed you.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed
to. Let me
this is motivate you. All right, what's up?
So, motivation, what do you think that is? Motivation.
It's a lie. It's a gimmick. It's an I do. It doesn't stick to your I am because it's like when you go to church. You go to church, you sit in the church, you get in front of the preacher, you feel like he's talking to you, you feel good, and like even the Baptist churches that I had to go to, all they do is dance and all that other shit. Drums being and then they're dancing and all that other stuff. And as soon as they get out of the church, what goes up because they're in their fucking feelings will go straight down. Motivation is like a quick pick-me-up high.
Yeah.
It's a quick pick-me-up. I don't motivate.
So
I don't want.
Instead of,
what's up?
So instead of being quote-unquote motivation, I just, like, keep it with me, within me.
It's got to be in you. You got to be self-motivated. Self-motivated. Does that make sense, young man?
Yeah.
You got to be self-motivated.
So like, instead of saying something that motivates me from the outside, I could be like, I am the motivation.
No. Then you fail again because you're not the motivation. Because when you say I'm the motivation in what? When you say I'm the motivation, and that's a lie, but what are you in the motivation in what?
You're right.
See, that's where y'all fuck up. See, if you don't even know what you're fucking motivated on or for, then how the fuck can you say you're the motivation of something?
Oh, you're talking about what I'm motivated for and stuff?
Yeah, well, you just said I'm the motivation. I'm saying for what? What is the motive? You said I'm the in
oh,
what?
Basically,
what?
Basically, just finding out my core and staying.
You don't know
with
you're, you know you can't. Okay, you guys think that what I'm saying is a gimmicky thing that you got to go and you got to go into this thing and find some. You don't know your core. You can't find something that you chose to lose. So you don't, because you don't have any game. Hey, you're not a student of mine. You don't have the products to learn game. So what are you going after if you ain't a student of mine?
You're right.
Line number four. You see that? Do you see why you're losing? Because all you're doing all day is telling yourself lies. And we're in the seventh month and the fourth day, and yet you're still telling yourself lies. Because you got to be a student of the game. You can't just do it on your own, because on your own is keeping you prisoned. Because
how do I be a student of the game?
Because be a student of mine. You got to get under the teaching, dog. That's how it works. You got to get the coaching. You got to get the product.
Right,
you got to sit, taking the knowledge, all that. This ain't the game.
So being a student is like.
This ain't the game. This is not the game. This is me talking to you guys. The game is when you are learning for yourself. I'm talking to all you motherfuckers. But when you are ready to become selfish and single-minded, you'll make the move. Don't make it before then because you're not ready. And what I'm saying to you, do you have your puzzle pieces?
Yeah, I do. Actually,
come on, man. I just asked you.
No,
pause.
I'm frozen. I do.
Oh, anyway. What I'm saying to you is,
all right, if,
whatever. Let's get to this. That's a motivator. When you say you're motivated, motivated in what?
Finding out my true self, you know.
By doing what?
But like you said, it's all a lie and stuff, but, you know.
Yeah, as I'm showing you, yeah. So you got to
eliminate that concept, right?
You can't eliminate the concept because you are the concept. That's what you guys, see, you guys actually think by just saying it, it's going to change. Says the alcoholic that says, I'm going to put the bottle down. Says the druggie that says I'm not gonna take the heroin anymore. You guys are just lying to yourselves, because on your level of thinking, that's your truth. Your truth is the lies you believe, because your reality is set in your perception. Your perception. Does that make any sense? I guess he's gone. Oh, I guess he rolled off. Oh, wait. Actually, 870, what's up? 807. Yeah, what's up? What's up, man?
No, this is the same person. This is the same person.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Well, why are you calling on different numbers?
Just
hang up. You call in two different numbers, dog. Let me ask you, how old are you?
I'm 17.
All right, look, young man, here's your problem. You can't even stand on your own number, brother. You gotta, why use fake numbers? What is the purpose of that?
Oh, I don't have a line. That's why. I don't have a line.
Then, oh, Jesus.
My line, it got, I mean, they just forgot to pay. Yeah.
I'm just saying,
so
man.
Free testing.
No, that's what, then that's okay. You just explain yourself. That's cool. But no, I'm just saying that the thing is that you have got to learn how to influence yourself, and you can't do that. Okay, for all you guys out there that want to answer all this stuff, what do you think separates me from you?
You know yourself, you know your core?
No, I don't know myself. I know myself today. That's one reason. You know yourself tomorrow. That's your problem. You know yourself next week. You know yourself next month. That's your fucking problem, and nobody's ever told you that. You know yourself next year,
so
the year afterwards. I don't know myself tomorrow. How can I know the evolved me? You don't know. You know yourself tomorrow because you ain't changing yourself. And there lies the problem. If you know who you are tomorrow and the next day and the next day, that's your problem.
All right, so basically,
I don't know me tomorrow.
I can do it, right? Let's do.
Well, no, wait. Can you do it? I don't know. Can you do it? I don't know.
I know I can.
Nah, then you can't then. You don't understand how you are fucking yourself over by the false words that you're saying, man. Everything is coming out of your mouth is a lie because there's no action with the statement.
So with the statement, it has to come by action?
It's not just the statement. It's the statement and the standard. It's the laws, the rules, the codes, the principles, the mission statement, the legacy statement, the vision statement. It's the scribe. It's your gym. It's your studio, your culinary school. It's your detective. It's all those things, man. And that's what you see. Y'all think it's just, well, I'll just do the opposite. I'll do it today. Doesn't work that way.
Because your
world is built on false expectations. You look for benchmarks and look to reach goals and shit. Well, I need to reach this goal and then I'm this, and then I need to reach that goal. But between me reaching that goal, I'll take some time off and camp out right here and just relax. That's what y'all do.
Damn, you know this shit for real, bro.
Well, because I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And this is why y'all are always the same. You're the same guy on December 31st. The same guy.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You know who you are tomorrow. And there lies the problem. Because you're cut from the same cloth versus creating a new cloth of material to be cut from.
How do I do that?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me how? What's the first thing I tell you to have?
Puzzle pieces.
All right. That's the first step.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying to you. All right, well, I'm going to finish the thing. I'll throw you back in, young man, all right? Keep listening, stand up, okay? All right,
I appreciate it. All right.
Hey, are you going out? Wait. Are you going out tonight? What are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm about to go to a party. I'm about to go get some friends and shit with some friends.
All right, you're going to a party. Is it going to be girls at the party?
Most likely, yeah.
Most likely. So what are you going to have with you to go to this party?
Myself?
Yeah, yourself, car keys and wallet. Is that it?
My parents as well, they come too.
I don't give a fuck your parents coming there. I'm asking, what should you have with you?
Oh, phone. What else? Yeah, just my phone, AirPods. Yeah, basically everything.
That's it, right? That's it, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Where the fuck are your phone numbers at? Where are your business cards with your phone number, young man? How are you going to give your number out to these women if you don't have them? You already failed. No box. He ain't getting no condoms. Dude ain't fucking. He ain't no condoms. But no, I'm saying to you is you're going to a party. You don't even have any weapons. How are you going to conquer with no weapons? Your problem is, young man, you're just going there to hang the fuck out. You ain't you doing what average people do. You're just going there just to be around a bunch of losers. And you're not doing anything about it. What a shame. And that's what I'm talking about. How are y'all going out somewhere and not trying to get no ass, man? And y'all are all asking, how do I make that change? All this shit is not how you make the change. It's how you look at that man in the mirror. All of this is all about how you treat yourself. And also how you expect to be treated by other people. And you don't even believe in yourself enough to demand that of yourselves. That's why most of y'all guys fail, and that's why most of you guys lose, because you're not even doing anything. I ask you guys, what are you guys doing today? And all you guys are doing is, I'm just going to a party? You're not, right now, you should be with that blacksmith, getting your claws shined the fuck up, your fangs are shined the fuck up, because you'll be the only motherfucker in that party that's going to talk to women. Let me straighten this out. Sorry, let me straighten this out. You're going to be the only dude talking to women. But y'all guys ain't even trying to talk to women. Oops, sorry, I got it wrong. Y'all guys not even trying to talk to women, which is amazing to me. I don't understand. What is the reason to do that? What is the reason of going if all you're going to do is just sit on your lazy ass and just watch some shit pop off? When you are at your core and you're a single-minded man, guys, the expectations and what you are so fucking high that she has got to prove herself to you, and that's where the attraction comes in at. Because you guys don't believe in yourselves, because you think everything has got to be about the fucking woman, you accept everything as it is. You accept her attitude as it is. You accept that you got to wait fucking 5 years to get a hug from her and all this other shit. Basically, you're just a rug in which she's going to walk all over yourself, because you are to her a very clear, concise, transparent indication that you, my friends, are struggling with low self-esteem. And who knows low self-esteem more than your fucking opponent does? Your opponent knows you, because she is you, because you're in your fucking feelings. Man, when you are in your feelings, you are food to these women. Because you fail to stand up to your fucking self. You fail to stand up to your fucking values, your principles, your beliefs. And you, fuck, you can't even stand up to those, because most of you motherfuckers don't even have that shit. Because if you had this shit, you wouldn't be dealing with the shit you're dealing with right now. The principle, the standard, and all that shit you have right now, you are going to battle. You should be rolling out the battle plan. You should be rolling that motherfucker out and be like, okay, this is where we're going to start here. We're going to go here. We're going to move here, and we're going to get them all. What are y'all doing? Y'all just sitting there waiting. Well, I'm just going to 4th of July. I'm just going to go because at least I'm getting out of the house. And this is why they will never be attracted to you. You will never be able to capture their mind, their feelings and emotions to a point where they say, I don't want to go out with you. I just want to be with you. I don't want to do anything. I don't know. I don't want to go out. Let's go in. I want to hug you, kiss you, touch you, rub you, and feel you. But y'all, I guess y'all don't want that, right? I mean, who wants that? Who wants a woman to say, you know what? I got this nice negligee on or this fucking lingerie or some shit. And you know what? Fuck the 4th of July. Let's make our own sparks. Or this is what we do. You know what? I've always wanted to fuck on the 4th of July. So why don't we do this? Why don't we watch a little bit of 4th of July and let me get on that? Who wants that? Who wants a phone call that you should be getting? The phone call should have started the last week of June all the way up to today, where a bunch of women are saying, can you come to my party? Can I spend the 4th with you? I know you're seeing someone else on the 4th of July, but after it's over, can I see you? Can you come over? Can I spend a night at your place? My God, your phone should be off the hook right now. Hey, AT&T, Verizon, all them up, like, God damn, this bill going up high. He getting all these goddamn calls. That's when you're on the upper echelon. They're calling you. Hey, I just want to let you know that I'm going to a 4th of July party with blah, 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 blah. And if you're free, what time are you getting off of yours? Oh, you're going to be done around 10? Well, hey, why don't we just get together and meet up at 11? Y'all actually think this shit really doesn't happen. You guys actually think that this doesn't happen. Not that it doesn't happen. You think it'll never happen to you. So why even try? I'll never get a woman to do that. Single-minded men have developed through consistently raising their expectations for himself through whatever he engages, which eventually becomes your default. Well, yes, absolutely. Yes, sir. It does that. Because the standard is reflected on the promise you keep to your fucking self. It's reflected on your values to yourself, how you communicate to yourself. Everything is not there. That's what the world wants you to think. Women want you to think that. And that's why you're failing. Because she's the prize. She's the opportunity. And that's fucking bullshit. When your world, okay, has nothing, when you don't talk to yourself, when you don't guide yourself, when you don't lead yourself, when you don't think for yourself, when you don't question her, man, you send a fucking message to her that you're just fucking food. Just food, man. Thank you for the 151 likes. Thank you, guys. You're just food. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open. Lines are open, Jenna. You're just food because you're not like that young man that called. What'd he say? He's going to the 4th with his parents and all this. They're going to be chicks there. But, he ain't even there to fucking, what are you going for if you ain't there for no goddamn women? The fuck are you going for? What, to hang out with your friends? The fuck, man? Come on. Today should be the day that you get a taste of what you're going to run into in August. Today should be that day. And you guys have failed because you're going to stay in the comfort of your own fucking homes and not even go out. I can see if you had a woman coming over, you could stay home, but you guys are not doing that. He doesn't even understand, man. Gentlemen, when a woman senses, all right, listen. Now I'm gonna show you this sense. Let's say the sense is the color pink. All right, that's the sense. All right. Always since elementary school, that the color A or the sense of a weak person that has low standards and low expectations was created in elementary school. And that pink color shifted from elementary to junior high, to high school, to college, to where you are right now. And when she consists that you guys out there live by a low set of standards, and you will change and modify your fucking behavior, wait, not to even get a piece of pussy, just to get her to text you? She ain't fucking with you, man. They're not going to fuck with you guys, man. They're not. You're right, I say, and not make it about the woman. But James, you don't understand. Everything you're doing is about the woman. You're not supposed to make it about the woman, but you're making it about the woman. Any of you guys mess with that red pill shit, you've made it about the woman, and you don't even realize it. If you're lifting one weight in your life for a woman, you've made it about the woman. You've already put the virus in you. If you wore some clothes for these women, I mean, my God, listen, you're not supposed to make it about the woman, but James, you have already made it about the woman, dog. That's the problem. Y'all have made it about the woman, but the problem is you believe that that's your truth. And there lies the problem. You are making it about the woman because you're saying, I'm not good enough. She's better than me. So you're making it about her. Every time you use a red pill word, you're making it about the woman, because what the fuck are you complaining about? The woman. And you don't even know how all those guys are fucking y'all over. Just destroying y'all from the inside out and outside in, always. Single-minded man ain't thinking about any of that silly shit, because what the woman does or doesn't do is none of his fucking business. But it's your business. You worry all the time. You don't understand what you're sending the woman, even if you're not trying to send it. Because everything you do sends a message and you don't get it. They won't tell you that. Everything you do when it involves a woman sends a message. When you look at her, you already sent the first message. And when you don't do shit about it, it reinforces the message. Wait, I got my phone. I'm using my phone. What I'm saying, and I'll say it again. When you look at her, you send the message. When you don't do anything, the message is reinforced. Does that make any sense, guys? And this is why a lot of y'all guys go wrong. Okay? This is where y'all go wrong. James, please call in and explain how the fuck I'm making it about women. Okay, James, I got to get you wrong on this one. Wait, James, so wait, did you want me to tell him to get his shit together so he can talk to a bunch of guys? You want me to tell him, James, to go to the first guy he see and touch his booty? What the fuck are you talking about? How's this shit about the fucking woman when he's supposed to go talk to women? The fuck? What are you talking about? What do you mean? What is he supposed to do at the 4th of July party? Just sit there and talk to dudes all day? Please tell me how I'm making it about women. Did you hear me say, get your cars for her? Get yourself prepared for her? Do this for her? Or did I say, get your shit together?
Please explain to me. Explain to my ignorant ass how this shit is about the woman. What are you supposed to do? Next thing you call, hey, bro, when you see that guy over there, go ahead and touch his booty. I mean, what do you want me to say? Are you serious? James, this is why you're a loser. And I say this with love. Because I know you ain't talking to no bitches right now, talking like that silly shit. What the fuck is he supposed to do? Like your loser ass? Go to the party. Oh, I got it. Oh, hell no. Go to the motherfucking party. Oh, no, I tell you, it's you, James.
Oh, man. It's the 4th of July. Woohoo, look at those fireworks. Woohoo. Oh, the colors. Woo, look at the blue. Ah, the orange. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful. It touches me. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's a zebra walking right by me. Look at that elk over there. Yeah, but you know what? Fuck that. This grass tastes very good. The taste of the grass is just, it's fortified and so many flavors. It's so gamey. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to hang on this wall and look at those. Oh, my God. Look at the blue. Look at the yellow colors. Oh, my God. Wow. But I'm not going to talk to no women. Oh, no. Oh, man, look at that guy over there. Ooh, is he strutting his stuff. You know what? I think I'm going to put my plate down and go over there and talk to him, girl. But let me watch the fucking... Ooh, look at the colors.
And you're asking my motherfucking ass that I'm not making it about? What the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm saying to you guys out here that this man must have lost his goddamn mind. I'm not making it about women, man. So what, I'm supposed to make it about a bunch of dudes? But Steve, if he's a beginner, they're going to get needy vibe from... How do you learn, Dweller? You got to go in the fire, into the cave. How do you learn? I don't care what vibe they get. It doesn't matter. What matters is he's got to let his nuts drop from his stomach. He's got to get knocked down. He's got to get beat up to get a taste of what it feels like to be a man. What are you talking about? He's going to get knocked. Hold on, 613. Hold on, 613. Let me bring you in. 613, what's your question, brother? I got you. What's up, 613? 613 going once. 613 going twice. 613, we're going to hang up on you. Do you, last time? Come on, 613. If you're not going to say nothing, I'm going to put you in the queue. And after this, I got to switch the lines. I'm over the lines for one more hour. I'm going to give you another fucking 10 seconds to say something. If not, I'm going to kick your ass out. Now, here we go again. 613, can you hear me, sir? All right, get the fuck off my phone. And you too, Spagoli. You told you don't call me no more. All right, so let me go ahead and reset the lines and everything.